been in the family for over 100 years.
Why these people settle in these hills up there, and I've never been able to know. But a lot of them wanted to have wood.
Mm-hmm.
And see, my people, my grandfather.
What did you call it when you cut the cotton or hoe the cotton?
Bale.
Just baling it? Chopping it and baling it?
No.
She means how you cultivate it, what you call it.
Oh, cultivate. We take plows.
Beat harrows.
Scrapes. We plow with mules. Back at that time, but they don't do that anymore. They have to have machinery.
Was there any kind of weeds or things in the field? What about the grass that you didn't want to grow there? Did you call that anything?
That was crap grass. And if you get on our better land and your cotton, you sure did have a time of trying to keep it out.
I like it a little.
But now they poison.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They can poison that for the plant and kill all those seeds.
Is that very successful when they poison it like that?
Yes, sir.
Seems to be. But on a big scale now, a little farmer could do it.
Yeah. Well, the different fields that you had, did you call them anything different according to the size, or was everything a field, or?
No, we hadn't yet all our patches named.
Patch.
The creek bed patch. Pasture gap had a pasture had a patch. All such as that.
What would you call, like, right out here, what would you call that? Is that
I don't know what you ever call this
I don't think we had this one named, but it's just
a garden or a pasture?
Most of the pastures. Mm-hmm. We have tended it sometime in corn and soy.
Velvet beans. Turn a cattle in and graze it down.
What all do you have out there now?
Just weeds.
We don't have any cattle anymore to graze. Mm-hmm. We just can't look after.
Oh, I can imagine. What type of fences did you have?
Now,
what type of fences did you have?
We had rail fences.
Rail fences?
Split the rail. We cut a go out in the woods and find a tree that was split. I've tested trees. Cut out a chunk about that long, put the axe down in there, and it was split right down, and cut that. And we'd have maul and wedges and cut that off about 10 feet long. That's what the rails were. And split that, get out there and put two down on the ground that way, on up here and just.
I imagine you've seen those fences. Ornamental, they use them now a lot.
Yeah, like this, that hot, yeah.
There used to be some between here and the ladder.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Did you ever use anything else besides?
Well, rails? Later on, we got to where we used barbed wire, mm-hmm. and the hog wire, that knit, whatever.
Knit wire.
And we got to where we used that.
You had to have that for hogs. Close wire.
No,
being squares.
You could have it for fence for hogs, too.
You had to have it for hogs.
Now, what did you attach the barbed wire to? We'd
have posts for a certain kind of oak will make a post for just last for years. And then some of them won't last but two seasons.
Yeah.